to accept. All right.
Hi, thanks.
Thank you. So next up, we have somebody who told me to plug a podcast that they are doing. It's called Newfoundland Boy, and it's found wherever podcasts are found. We got Wayne Jones.
Thanks.
Use that little groupy thing to pick them up. You have to go to a podcast site or something like that. So that's very important. I probably went to school a lot earlier than most of you folks in here. And I was wondering today whether this thing still exists. When I went to school, there was a concept called the pop quiz. Do those exist anymore? Or is it also regimented that, because what it used to be is that you'd have tests, you know, you'd have that, you'd be able to study for it. But sometimes the teacher in the middle of French class would come in, and you think it's going to be a regular French class, you'd be conjugating verbs and stuff like that, and suddenly says, no, pop quiz. And you haven't looked at Francais aujourd'hui for like 3 weeks, so you have no fucking idea what's going on. You're scrambling, you haven't put your books away, you're in the middle of doing that. So that was like a terrorizing thing. It reminded me, it's kind of like the way an abusive dad acts. Like, you know that, generally speaking, he's gonna be okay, giving you lessons in life, that sort of thing. But on Sunday night, he's gonna beat the fuck out of you because you're gonna go back to work on Monday. So that's a schedule, like a scheduled exam kind of thing. Or if mom makes supper one day when he gets home and there's no dessert, she's getting a smack across the head. That's what an abusive dad does. That's what they do. Sorry, I'm having a moment by going back. My mother, I'm trying to, no. But the leader, the king of kings, and I think they call him that, of pop quizzes is God. That's the guy who gives the pop quizzes that you really have to fucking watch out for. He wrote this book called The Bible. Yeah. And does anyone know how many testaments there are in the Bible?
Two.
Two testaments. It's a long fucking book, but divided into two parts. The New Testament, which is the one you hear about most, is mostly about his son named
Jesus,
yes, exactly. Although I didn't call him Jesus fucking Christ. So in the New Testament, it's mostly sort of positive because it's basically a story of Jesus who used to be a carpenter, and then he got in the show business as a magician, walking on water, raising people from the dead, that kind of thing. Made a fucking shit ton of money out of that. And the other thing, though, is that he also claimed that his mother was a virgin. Now, everyone knew that she had fucked at least 9 of the apostles. That was just a known fact. And also, no one talks, and that, this is hardly even mentioned even, no one talks about the blowjobs, but she was legendary back in those days. But where the cycle shit starts is in the Old Testament. That's where God is God. And he was, like, the pop quiz that he had, for example, was, hey, Abraham, take your son Isaac and take him up, stab him, and then burn him to death. That's what I want you to do for a really good reason. And the reason is, I want you to show you love me. Like, what kind of fucking psychopath? He could be president of the United States, for fuck's sake. That's how crazy he is. So he does that. So what happens, though, is that Abraham, you know, doesn't want to do this, but God is saying it. You have to take the order. So takes Isaac, makes Isaac carry the very sticks that he's going to be fucking burned with, goes up, prepares the sticks. Isaac is off to the side. Abraham has got his knife all set to go to kind of shiv him like that. Just when he's ready to go, an angel comes down, one of God's special assistants. God doesn't do fuck all himself. One of the special assistants comes down and says, I don't know, something Middle English kind of thing. Stop, you don't need to do it. We know, we're just testing you. I think, what kind of fucking trauma do you have to go through like that? Like Abraham is thinking, yes, it's good my son is dead, but I'm fucking traumatized here. So that's my time. Please, if anyone has hymn books, turn to page 11. That's what we're saving for next. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So what I'm learning is I've got to check out that new book. I think it's the Bible. Yeah, forgive me. I'm an unbaptized bastard child.